Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Guys, I was thrilled last week as a story unraveled. And as Steve put in the text message, it was the most Kelly thing that we all could have ever experienced. And I had no idea what was coming to me, because when I left here in the studio on Monday, I got a text from a guy whose name I'm going to change in hopes that you guys don't Google this story and find out who I'm talking about, because I have not asked permission to tell said story, but it's so damn good, I'm going to share it anyway. It is.
You have to.
So good. So we'll call him Brad. And I get a text on Monday when I'm leaving the studio. And it's just Brad that pops up. And I said, who the hell is Brad? He saved in my phone. No last name, no right. notes. And they were like, hey, this is, you know, Freebeer's old roommate or whatever. And I said, what could this text possibly be? And it was easy. It was, hey, just wanted to let you know I've been working on myself and I'm really sorry for the type of guy I was way back in the day. And I wrote back, who the F is this?
Right.
Immediately. Huh? Like, okay. Who are you, sad Brad? Yeah. And he says his first and last name. And he goes, I just wanted you to know I'm not the same person. And I want to make sure folks know this. And I'm really glad you're doing well. He had, you know, insinuated he was following along on social media yeah. with everything I've been doing.
Rooting for you, yeah.
Yeah, it was super nice. So I said, all jokes aside, it took a moment for me to place you. In fact, I even had to take a screenshot it and send it to one of my soulmate best friends, my buddy Adam. Because I recognized the phone number as a hometown phone number, mm-hmm. and I knew if anybody could unlock a memory, it would be my buddy Adam. So I said, Adam, who the heck is Brad so-and-so? And Adam texted me back and said, oh my God, that's the guy that used to live with your ex. And I said, wow, you mean, and it instantly unlocked the memory of skinny Will Ferrell, is how I always used to describe this guy, Brad.
Okay.
And I didn't really know much about him because they had a falling out after like 5 or 6 months of living together, and I never saw Brad again. And I was like, what the hell? Why would Brad be texting me about, like, how sorry he is about his life mm-hmm. and everything and, like, apologizing? Why does he owe that to me? And he goes, I don't know. Maybe he's just trying to, like, make good on stuff. I think that's cool of him. Mm. And I was like, that is crazy, but that's nice, right? And then he goes, yeah, I'm going to find this text message real quick because the way it unfolded was very funny. Yes, Steven?
Did he, like, was there ever anything specific that he did or that stood out in your mind? Like, you know, did he get in a fight with you or something? Or
no, never with me. We all partied at that time. Yeah. So I think people would get really drunk or messed up and they would, you know, have these weird falling outs and then they wouldn't be roommates anymore. All right. That
but,
all happened.
But there was nothing that stuck in your mind like, oh, that's the guy that did this.
No. And it was so notable, like, or not notable at all. Like, I didn't recognize him at all. Yeah. And so when my buddy Adam unlocked this, he was like, yeah, you were dating so-and-so. And I was like, oh, that's the guy who looked like skinny Will Ferrell. And then he says, yeah, I believe he was in the pancake business. And this is where things take a weird
turn. Wait, all, what? That is a strange description of anyone.
Yeah.
Because I know that's a business.
Yeah. But I was like, of all the things. So I thought maybe my buddy Adam was messing with me. I said, Adam, what's happening? The pancake business, I can't tell if you're being for real with me or not. And he goes, the world is a mad place, Kelly. And I said, wait a second. So I Google this guy's name and Pancake Bandit, just being like, what could possibly pop up? And to my surprise, multiple news articles from back home popped up saying, man accused of stealing 150 pounds of waffle mix to sell it to a stream of buyers on the black market of the pancake world.
Whoa. Wait, he stole waffle and pancake mix?
Supposedly. Okay.
Allegedly. Okay.
No idea. But my favorite article, because of course I screenshot it and then immediately sent it to my friend Brad, because I was like, hey, bud, I know that you're texting me to apologize for whoever you were back in the day. But I needed to make sure you weren't like a pedophile apologizing, because I don't really need to be communicating or accepting apologies on behalf of a pedophile. I just need to put this to bed, right?
Right.
But you're a pancake thief? And I was like, dude, have you read these articles? Because one of them says, if you had big brunch plans, this person was allegedly the guy to call. They go on all these brunch puns and pancake puns. And I was like, what is happening? And he goes, you know, there's three sides to every story, yours, mine, and the internet's. Yeah. And I was like, well, what's yours? You know what I do. Did you reach out to me for me to ask questions? Because I'm definitely going to talk about this.
Yeah.
And so Come on, fill us in, Bizquick Nick.
Right?
I need to know.
You were battering off in public? Are you kidding me?
Right.
I went off and I was crying. I was like, how many words can I? I was like, you were flapjacking it in the streets, my friend. Like, I went off. Hmm. And so he stopped texting me almost immediately.
Oh, no.
He's like, she's not good for my recovery. I don't care for this.
He stopped texting me.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do about that. And I don't. You said something off air, Steve, that I thought was so perfect. Like, what are your search terms that if people Googled would potentially pop up with a story about you? Because I don't know how much trouble he got in. He really didn't. I didn't pry too much. I wanted to. I did ask questions. Yeah. He did not respond.
Well, somebody sent us the article. I can go ahead and dig into it if you want.
It's such an interesting read. So if you find it yourself, I encourage you to read it. I really don't want to share too much details because I don't want him being like, hey, this is something I'm trying to put to bed. But also, if you're going to send apology text messages to somebody who you know works for a syndicated radio station, like, I'm going to talk about this. But yeah, that was a really interesting text message exchange.
Yeah, I would say. God, what? Did you know that, by the way, there's a children's book called The Pancake Bandit?
Who's it written by?
Not Brad, biography.
Autobiography.
Not Biznick.
Yeah. Brad Bizquick.
Also, when I just put in Pancake Bandit because I wanted to see what would happen when listeners tried it, if they did nothing else. And the second most returned thing other than the children's book is a story from 2024 about the hamster bandit appearing in court. That feels vaguely familiar, about somebody who stole a bunch of hamsters from
He put hamsters in his cargo shorts.
That's what it was.
He was trying to pretend like he was saving them or something. And then they were like, no, we're pretty sure you're the thief.
Well, you're right. That pancake story went very viral. Vice, New York Post, WSB, Facebook.
Okay, first off,
Chicago Magazine. These are all the places with hits.
Mm-hmm. Also, if you have ever made a pancake before, you know it is the messiest thing ever. So if you're stealing 150 pounds, you're leaving a trail of pancake dust everywhere, if not even on just your clothes alone.
Yeah.
Like, what does 150 pounds of pancake mix even look like?
Yeah, was it liquid at the time? Was it the powder?
I don't know. They said they got it on surveillance, but I felt bad watching it, so I didn't.
I don't feel bad. I'm watching it right now.
Are you?
On the website, the manufacturer of golden malted waffle mix brags, if you've eaten a waffle at a hotel, it was likely Carbon's golden malted.
Wow.
And if you recently bought a bag of waffle mix from a Georgia man on the street, it was most likely Carbon's golden malted too.
You know, I think, you know, the bigger question isn't why somebody would steal pancake mix, but why somebody would buy pancake mix from a man on the street.
Well, it's in 50-pound bags, like, and he broke into the storage shed.
Is that what they're cutting coke with these days?
Yeah, I don't know. I've been tested a couple of times to buy some speakers out of the back of a trunk in a mall.
I know.
But never pancake mix.
I'm not going to put them in my body.
Like, gosh, man, I'm just so famished right now.
This
you got the good stuff?
Do you got any Aunt Jemima for my cocaine?
Yeah.
He's in the Kroger parking lots back in Georgia like, hey, got that Bisquick for that black market price.
I was gonna buy some off you, but Milk Mike is out of town. And otherwise, I'm just going to have a bunch of powder.
I see you're going for the Krusties. I got what they sell at the St. Regis right here in my trunk. Like, what? Brad, my friend. Well, I say my friend, I say that now. Honestly, like, he had fallen so far off the radar in my mind map, I would have never even thought about it. I didn't even remember he worked in the pancake business. Thank God for my friend Adam.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution said, the man made a lot of dough, by selling a lot of batter.
Are the puns so good?
Wow.
That's why it's in all the sources. This is a nothing burger of a story. And it turns out he was selling it to buyers that would contact them. So he wasn't just walking down the street like in front of a Walgreens going, hey.
Opening up his trench coat.
I see you got some amlopidine. You have high blood pressure. Do you want some pancake mix to go with it?
I mean, so did he cut out he was like the middleman for the place he worked for, and he cut him out, and he was like, all right, Greg, you're one of our biggest clients, but I'm going to sell it to you off the radar.
I think so, but he also, he worked for the middleman.
Yeah.
So you're not cutting him out. You're adding a second middleman, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Well, I mean, they say every time a product changes hands, somebody makes money, so he just inserted himself into the chain of commands.
So you haven't seen his mugshot?
No. Mm-mm. Does he look like the kind of guy that would steal pancake batter?
No.
Really? Yeah, that's how I remember him.
Is skinny Will Ferrell an apt description?
It might have been then.
Okay. Yep.
And I'm not saying he's not obese or anything. Mm-mm. Just he's a grown man who stole pancake mix.
It really wasn't that long ago either. It's shocking. We were in our 30s.
That's good. Nice tight beard.
Like, honestly, in your 20s, if you did that, I'd be like, all right, you are dumb as hell. But all right, you're in your 20s.
Yeah.
In your 30s, like, bro, were you trying to, like, what were you doing with all that? 150 pounds? Can that even fit in a trash bag? Is that two trash bags?
Man.
Is it boxes?
I don't know.
How did you take it?
50.
I don't know.
Man, I would hope it comes in boxes.
Yeah.
He's just taking it out in his hands.
Yeah. It's
if you want
so
some
messy.
Of the mix, search Buttermilk Brad on Facebook. You'll have no time.
Yeah, I picture it being like a sack of concrete that you buy at
That's what I'm imagining
at the store.
Yeah. And it always has
a
tiny hole.
Yeah, it's
so
in a paper bag.
Tiny, you know, wet pancake leaking. Mix all the way out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All over the trunk.
Definitely,
anyway,
I can see
that's how my friends are doing.
You can see I'm looking at a screenshot of the security footage. And the mugshot. It would have been very difficult to say, wasn't me.
Wait, so is it in a bag?
Well, it shows him going into the shed.
There's a pancake shed?
That's like a supply shed.
Is it in
that
Waffle House? Wow. Pancake shed?
Everything. Oh my God. Crack into the butter garage and you're all set.
It's right behind Bacon Barn.
Pancake shed.
Well, way to go, Brad. I got to close this story before I say his real name by accident.
I know, right? It's hard.
I'm not trying to be mean.
It's hard.
By the way, me neither.
I just thought it was really funny.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.